On this episode of The Flatus Show, number 57B, it's the second half of the Zillafag. David's I did the interview with David. Zillafag.com. Here it is. This and more. Maybe not. This is it.
The Flatus Show, starring Kenty and Jose.
Welcome to the Flatus Show. Tab for my diet. I've already opened one cab tan today, so I didn't want to reopen another one. So I'm drinking the same cab, the tab can that I was drinking in episode 57A. But I just wanted to say welcome to the Flatus Show. This is Kenty, and Jose is actually up now because where is he? Oh, actually, he's not up. He's in my room, but he's taking a nap. Little Jose, he's deaf too, or he's becoming deaf, or just willful. He doesn't listen. But anyway, welcome to the Flatus Show. You can reach me at kenty@theflatusshow.com or 206-339-Jose. And so today is the second half of the interview with David, also known as Zillafag on the internet. And hope you like it. I'm sure you will. That's it. Just a short little introduction.
How shrill is the tempest that rattles without, and I am near frozen within. The house is so lonesome and dreary and dark, for a father is drinking again. Oh, I am so sick and so hungry and cold, while the night winds are howling so wild. There's no one to pity or say a kind word, for I am the poor drunkard's child. There's no one to pity or say a kind word, for I am the poor drunkard's child. While father lay drunk on the floor, I never shall forget the kind words that she said should I live my life over. My poor child, your lot in this world will be hard, but it cannot last a long while. For God in his mercy will look down on you and pity the poor drunkard's child. For God in his mercy will look down on you and pity the poor drunkard's child. And so I've been praying and praying in vain. I've suffered heartbroken almost. When father comes home, it is always to scold, and I love him though hope is lost. Whenever I walk through the crowded streets, by my rags and the tatters defiled, I think if my father would not drink again, I'd not be a poor drunkard's child. I think if my father would not drink again, I'd not be a poor drunkard's child.
Okay, so it seems like your life's pretty good, right? So I know you've talked about your podcast, and what did you originally think about doing, right? And then what is it evolved into, and where is it going to go in the next 5 years?
Well, it's going to go to something else, you know, because my thing with podcasting, when I first started and everything, it was just like, I was just doing it because I could do it. And I just liked, you know, having my voice out and everything and being free, because that's where really what it was about too, was more kind of freedom.
And I'm glad to hear your voice, because that's why I love listening to podcasting, because people who are real, you know?
Well, most of them.
Well, I mean, if there are podcasts which I don't listen to anymore because they're fake, you know?
Yeah.
Just crap, really.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah, I'd say there's a lot of crap out there, definitely. And but, you know, the thing I think I learned, which really surprised me, is how many straight people would listen to my podcast.
Me too. Yeah.
And a lot of times I'd be railing on them, but the things I'd be railing on them, they'd kind of like, yeah, I can see why he's thinking that. And they didn't take it personal. And then I did have some people who were like, you're stereotyping straight people. And it's like, yeah, whatever.
I that is a surprise to me too. I have, okay, there's a podcast I listen to called Two Guys, One Brain. Mm-hmm. And it's two jailers out in Washington, straight guys, Randy and Andy. And, you know, gave them voice comments and stuff. Because I was talking about, you know, I had sort of similar experiences. I worked at a mall as a manager in a record store. And it was in the city. So we had all these urban kids coming in and gangs and stuff like that. And there was, like, people carrying knives and guns, all sorts of crazy stuff. So I was explaining about some things that happened. Like, we had a fight in our store. And, you know... And so I told them about that experience, and they both said, wow, I can't believe somebody in Massachusetts would have the same experience as what we have in a jail, you know? So So they found out, you know, they found out about my podcast because I didn't tell them. They were like, yeah, it's cool, you know, whatever. And they're my friends, you know? And it really means a lot to me. Plus, there's a guy down in the South, Big C, which I do a podcast, What I Believe. We talk about this and that, current events, and what you believe. He grew up evangelical, Southern Baptist, but he has no problem with me. So it's really amazing the people you meet and become friends with, you know, for me, through podcasting. And I know, you know, I've heard on your show the similar experience. Like, you have, what is that, Taiwanese band writing your theme song, which I think is really rocking.
Yeah, Point 22, the best band in the world. And you know what? Someone's trying to steal off their name at Pod Show.
Really?
Two different groups are named themselves like Point 22, and one's a rap group, and one's some kind of, like, I don't know, folky stuff. And I'm like, at first I was like, what are they doing? What are they doing this rap for?
That's really funny. I mean, a folk group, a rap group, and a metal group, you know?
Yeah.
Who will get the name? Sounds like a reality show. Fight it out, bitches.
Well, and then my thing, too, because a lot of stuff I've been, you know, I railed against the, you know, the religious right and everything. And then the big friends I've made from that was the Neil and Luria from the Crappy Christians.
I missed their show. You know,
yeah, I know, but they're, you know, they're making big money now. They're rich.
I know. Well, they should do Crappy Christians, though.
No, they're not making big money.
Yeah, I know.
But
they work for Pod Show. Yeah. I shouldn't say that because I really don't know what it's like to work for Pod Show. But now, did you ever think about working for Pod Show, or did you ever think about that before their Adam Curry railed against
Adam,
you?
Adam Curry hated off me.
Bit your dick off and spit it up your ass.
No, you know, I mean, I was never. I don't know.
That
was
shocking. A shocking day in podcast, gay podcasting history. And all you people at Q Potter have shit. He even played my promo the week before. Oh, I like it. Me and Mikey Potty played our promo. And I was like, oh, this is cool, you know. And then the next thing, you know, Madge Weinstein says something that which is absolutely true. You shouldn't be using faggot, so, you know, cavalier. And then she goes back on what she says. And Adam Curry has this big ass response to it, and he pulls you out of his ass, you know? Oh, well, and then there was a fill up bag.
Yes, you know, I have the recording of
it. I know.
And I use it every once in a while. But he had the other thing, too, with that clip, which they didn't go into, at the end of it, after they said it, they had a machine gun noise.
Yeah, you know, what's it mean? You know?
Yeah. Oh, well, that's okay. It's just saying that they're kind of lame. And
it's okay to kill fags.
Yes, that's what it was. Yeah. It was totally that.
That's what it is. Like, they're fags. It's okay to kill them. Let's kill them.
And the ones, I figured, the people who get so upset saying that they are not homophobic.
Oh, my God.
Are usually one of the biggest enemies because they pretend like they aren't, and actually they are.
His argument was, but the people at XM aren't all homosexuals. It doesn't make a difference. Okay, it doesn't make a difference if they're homosexual or not to call them a fag and kill them. That's the problem.
Yeah, and how does he know they're
yeah,
not?
How does he know they're not? And then he says, well, I might have homosexual experiences. I might be this. Who the hell cares? We're talking about the word fag, and we're talking about how horrible it is. And how, in the context it was used, it implied that it's okay to kill fags. It's okay to you know, beat on these people.
Well, you know, his wife said a great thing.
Yeah, she was good. And I like her.
She said, it matters what and how you mean it
yeah.
when you say it. Because they were like, in Netherlands, you can say whatever you want. And she goes, yeah, up to a point, matters how you mean it.
Yeah, fag is not necessarily.
Yeah, but I couldn't see that meaning anything. You know, you got a machine gun at the end and everything. Okay. Okay, yeah, machine gun means ha 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 ha.
Yeah, you're right, you know. Fag is just a word, but it's how it's meant and used.
Well, that's what my name was, Zillafag. Other people said, well, you're using fag in your name. Well,
that's it's positive.
Like, well, yeah, but, well, it's also, to me, the way that I'm using it and stuff, it's like, well, that's because that's what you call me. I'm called fag. And so, you know, that's what you call me. I'm, you know, that's how I'm treated. I'm treated as a fag. I'm not treated as a, you know, that's why I hate the word gay. They make it all happen.
Oh, yeah, I hate gay, too.
Yeah. Homo, yeah, oh. Or something. That's more,
I think that
more to the point.
I think the religious right, I think the religious right's the people who created gay, to take away from the good wholesomeness of man-on-man homosexuality.
Yes. How about cocksucker?
Yeah, cocksucker, you know?
That's nice.
Dick on dick, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Big masculine men kissing and humping each other.
Just the way we like it.
Yeah. But I don't know. So, now you had your did Adam Kerr ever apologize to you?
Oh, no.
No. And how about Madge? Did she ever say anything to you?
I haven't talked to her much since then. You know, she's
So do you think she was wrong to retract her rant?
No, she can do whatever she wants. You know,
she can do whatever she wants, but I mean, in your opinion, was it wrong to retract? Do you think she was right to retract it?
I think it was all just a political, you know, it was because she works for the company. You can't, you know, you can't, even though he says, I'm not your boss, you know, and in a way he really isn't, but, you know, I think it was a political thing that she did. And, you know, because really, Madge is a character. You got to separate. And that's what a lot of people don't do. They don't separate Madge from Richard.
Yeah, but Richard's the one who apologized because he did it on Yeast 2.
That's right. He was doing it as Richard. But, you know, I don't know, maybe.
And he said, I made a big mistake. So it makes you think, was he really reprimanded? And why would he apologize on Yeast 2 when no one listens to Yeast 2?
That's true.
I mean, I don't know if that's the case, but I mean, you'd think that fewer people listen to Yeast 2 than Yeast,
yeah,
than
a
Yeast
lot of
Radio.
Don't. Yeah, I have no clue about that one. Even though I have them both, you know, but.
Yeah.
But, you know, well, I think more of it was the thing that there was other private conversations that went on, you know, between him and Adam. And I don't know what they said. And to more it was like, well, I don't, you know, Adam just didn't see it that way and everything like that. And I mean, too, and when Madge goes on a rant, he really goes on a rant.
It's true, but he was right. Everything he said was right.
Yeah.
Everything. He didn't even say that Adam Curry was a bigot, really.
Yeah.
He was going mostly on about Howard Stern at that point. It was clear from the context that he wasn't referring to Adam Curry. And Adam Curry just blew it out of proportion. It was like he wasn't even responding to what she was saying because he kept on responding to words and not the message. You know? He would go on a few seconds of what Madge said and then respond to that. And then just a few more seconds of respond to that without taking it as a whole. You know? It was really just – it just annoyed the hell out of me. It still does to this day. And then,
tell.
Yeah. It just pisses me off. The anger.
All right.
Yeah.
You're becoming very Zillafagish.
Yeah, I guess so. So I remember when listening to the very first podcast of yours, you went really, you know, had this love affair with Reagan Fox. I mean, you supported him and, you know, you talked about Reagan Fox and how great he was. In fact, that's the reason why I had originally
Hold on. Jose's at the door here.
Get Jose.
He's right there. Jose! He's going to go out to get a drink of water. He's okay. Going deaf now. He's like,
so is, we have one of our dogs is that way.
Yeah. He's 14. So metabolically speaking, he's like 82.
Yeah.
And so he's becoming deaf. Or he's willful.
That's what ours is.
Yeah.
Too.
He's just willful. Oh, that's what you Shar Pei, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They're cute dogs. So, yeah. So Reagan Fox, right? You were really, you know, good with Reagan Fox, or promoted him. So what happened with that? What do you think happened with that whole big deal?
He bit my head off.
Yeah.
And spit it out. Well, it was that whole thing where he put out a podcast, and I wasn't the only one who thought it, that I thought he was just, you know, taking an extended break.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
I think a lot of
months, 6 months or whatever.
Yeah. That's what I think he said too.
Yeah. And I said, you know, and I even put a thing before, it's like, you know, that, you know, get to work on your book, because that's, I really think you really do good in your book.
Yeah.
I thought his book was really good and his writing was good. And he was basically, it was obviously that he even said before on one of the other shows, Ethan's Hot Show or something like that, that he was getting burnt out. He didn't like being the mean, nasty person that he was being mean to people just because he thought that's what he was supposed to do.
But he's still mean and nasty.
Yes, and then, like, it was 3 weeks later, he's like, oh, I'm working on my next episode, I can't wait to get back, you know, on this next show. And I was like, what happened to your break? And I was like, more tongue-in-cheek,
yeah,
just, you know, jabbing at him, you know, doing his camp thing that he's allowed to do, but if you do it toward him, oh, Lord
forbid. I know. Turn the the podcast elite in there.
Yes, I'm a couponer founder, respect my ass.
Respect me!
Yes, you know, it's like, what?
Oh, I know. Q Potter founder. He wasn't even on Q Potter until after, like, Wanda Wisdom, and she could call herself more of a Q Potter founder than Reagan Fox.
Yeah. So
so do you listen to his
show?
He's
like in heaven now.
Yeah.
He's in heaven in West Hollywood. That is just, it's plastic, it's fake, it's, you know, plenty of attitude. He is in heaven. And he's even said that. I found my place, my people. And it's like, yes, it's the grossest place in the world.
Yeah. So do you listen to his show? Do you listen to his show still? Or?
No, I'll skim through it sometimes. But you know what I really hate about it is his show notes are like three words.
Yeah, I know.
You know, there isn't no show notes. So I'm like, well, I don't want to. It's really just the state, you know, it's the same old crap.
Well, we'll see what happens, because, I mean, a friend of mine was in West Hollywood, and it spit them out, so to speak, you know, the mouth of a monster. So, you know, what is your prediction?
Oh, no, he's just going to flourish, and he's just going to love it. He just loves all that.
Yeah.
That is really the place for him.
Oh, I hate it. I'd hate to live there.
Yeah, I hate all of L.A., so.
Yeah. I've never been to California or the West Coast at all. In fact, I'm making a trip out there to see the Two Guys, One Brain in next year when I have more vacation time. Because this year, I already took I have 3 weeks of vacation. I took 2 weeks already. And then the third week, I have to go see my sister when she has her baby, her second baby, my nephew. It will be a nephew, a second nephew.
It'll be some kind of being.
It'll be a being. Well, actually, it will be a male, I think.
It'll be a puppy.
It'll be a puppy.
Yeah.
So, not to impose gender roles on the baby before it's born. It'll be a baby. So I have to see.
Well, I'm meeting. I may run into Reagan Fox at the podcast expo.
Oh yeah, right. He's gonna have a meet and greet, right? Now, what about the Feast of Fools? Do you still listen to the Feast of Fools, or?
No, I absolutely despise that.
Why is that? Why does everybody hate the Feast of Fools?
Because they've gone in and they do like little nasty messages to people using anonymous names, but they're too dumb to try to hide their IP address.
So what do they do? Like, what have they done? Have they done anything to you, or?
Well, they did it when I was part of the Rainbow Pod Squad.
Yeah, what'd they do?
So. Huh? They were basically sending, I can't remember what the messages were. They were pissed off because AJ went on Eat This Hot Show.
Yeah.
And they were like, I can't believe you did that, da, da, da. And it was just all this negative crap and everything and stuff. And
okay.
Yeah, and I was just like.
So you don't listen to them anymore? I pull up a show every once in a while, like once every 3 months. And to me, it sounds like the same show. Yeah. I mean, you know, it changes a little bit, but, you know, it's okay. I mean, it's well done, I guess. You know?
Oh, yeah. Well,
they have their, they know how to work a room, you know, so to speak. Yeah.
But I like how Ronnie, because everyone loves Ronnie.
Oh, yeah, Ronnie. I like the other one. She's sort of loud. She's a transgendered woman. What's her name?
Lamar?
No, not Victoria. I like Victoria Lamar, too. The other one. She's Jewish, I think. Voot, voot, voot. That would be Amanda Steinstein. Voot, voot, voot.
I didn't know they had
a... Oh, yeah, there's another one. She has an annoying voice like this.
Tranny Wreck?
No, it's not Tranny Wreck. No, her voice sounds like an angel compared.
Oh, my gosh.
I forget her name. I'll have to look at their website. One. But anyway... Go on.
Yeah, but Ronnie and Fausto fighting over the limelight.
Oh, you know, yeah.
It's like, it's basically, that's the thing that I got tired of with Feast of Fools, that Ronnie would be on there and Fausto would just have to butt in. And it's like, I'm the star.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that hit him. He basically, well, you know, I'm going to make it to the top if I got to stomp and crush everyone and step on hands and kick people and whatever.
I get that impression too. I heard there was a guy who was on, I don't know if it was on Eat This Hot Show or on Yeast Radio, but he was a playwright. Voot, voot, voot. That would be David Serta. Wait, I think. Voot, voot, voot. Who had been interviewed by Fausto and the other guy on Feast
Mark
of Fools.
Filion.
Yeah, Mark Filion. And they were like, you know, pals and everything. And then apparently after he was on Eat This Hot Show, they called him up and said, you'll never be welcome back on the Feast of Fools. That you did something with Madge Weinstein. It's like the kiss of death. It's either the kiss of death or I don't know what. You know, but it's like, who do they think they are, you know? The world goes beyond the iPod, you know?
they're just horrible people.
So, here's Jose. Come on back in, honey. Oh, you got your little glass of water? Okay, good. You can go. He's lying down, sleeping. So, okay. What was I going to say? Okay, I want to talk about the Rainbow Pod Squad, too. Jose, sit down. Sit in. Okay. The Rainbow Pod Squad. Now, I really thought Menstrual Mondays was a top-notch show. I think because I've listened to AJ before, and I didn't particularly like his show, the shows they had. Mm-hmm. But with you and him, you really had a good rapport with each other. Voot, voot, voot. What I mean to say is that David Zillafag enhanced AJ's, enhanced AJ. I don't know. It just sounds bad anyway. But anyway, I really liked Menstrual Mondays. The two of them really did a good job. But I loved Zilla. I don't want to imply that both the shows, that either of the individual shows sucked. It's because I love Zilla Fag's show. And I didn't really listen to AJ's show because it never really interested me. But Menstrual Mondays is very good. Voot, voot, voot. And really, it's just like mixing. Like, you know, if you eat tomatoes by themselves, you get so much nutrients. And if you eat cheese by itself, you get so many nutrients. But if you eat them together, you get actually more nutrients than you were to eat them separately. Yes. I'm serious. Because
vegetables.
Yeah. There's a chemical reaction in the tomatoes and the cheese, which allows your body to absorb more nutrients. So that's what I felt, you know, with this Menstrual Mondays. It was a really good show. So what happened with that?
It was really great. It's like, you know, like a lot of things, it just started out really good and stuff, and we were having fun. And I thought the Rainbow Pod Squad, I thought, was a fantastic idea.
I think so.
But, you know, it's like, it was a good idea, but it just wasn't executed properly. It was, you know, too much of a control by, not, you know, it wasn't a whole group effort. It was, and then AJ started just doing, he just spread himself thin and burned out.
So AJ was the controlling freak?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where did he want to take it?
Wanted to make money with it.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the thing.
Yeah.
You know, he was, and it was a really good idea.
He probably realized he'd have to share the money because of all the people on there.
Maybe that was it.
That's what I thought.
Maybe he was like,
he's like, shit, man. There's all these people pimping on my website, and I'll have to share the money.
But we never, it never did. It just all, then it all fell apart.
Because I thought,
but I mean, Menstrual Mondays, I thought it was, oh, it was great. And our one friend, Tigger, did fantastic artwork where he did the, like, me as Carrie, and he was the mom.
Yeah. That it was really just, good. It was a really good show. Too bad he couldn't have kept, you know, that was really good. So.
Yeah, but then when basically, all them, I think that those shows are gone. I think Menstrual Mondays, no, maybe it's still up, but the picture is gone. I think I did still see it on iTunes. But there's no album art with it now and junk. Yeah, but that was just, you know, it was a great idea. It just executed badly, you know, and it just all fell apart.
Yeah, it's a shame. You know, I think AJ is a real business person, but I think it was just, it happened too quickly, you know?
Yeah, and it was really too. His work stuff, they were working him like a dog. And, you know, for, you know, with podcasting, really too. To do it right and everything like that, it can take a bit of time.
So is he still doing podcasting? Because I haven't really listened to any of his shows.
No, but they have on, if you go to the Rainbow Pod Squad on the website, they have a My Chingo thing there. And someone left this message on My Chingo, which is just fabulous. It was someone's name called I Need a Fix. And basically they were like pretending like they were a junkie. And it's like, you haven't done a show in a long time. And I need my fix. And that was cute. But yeah, but no, I think there hasn't been anything for a couple weeks now, at least. And it's all just kind of seemed to die down. But I think everyone, it's not just them, everyone's died down and cut back, you know.
I don't know. You seem to be going. You keep on saying you're going to stop, and you still come through. So.
Well, I used to do it every day.
Yeah, well, that's a lot. You know, unless if you don't have a job or if you're independently wealthy or to do it every day, that's a lot.
I think, you know, that's a lot of people talk about. It's like, oh, I'd like to do this for a living. You know, but if you don't have the job and the interaction you have on that, what the hell are you going to talk about? So I kind of think in a way the whole thing of people's like, hey, I want to make this, you know, all I do.
If I had a bunch of money in the bank and I could have a part-time job, I'd work part-time and podcast every day, if I was paid for it, you know?
Yeah. Well, in that, you know, that's my thing. You know, a lot of people said, when it starts becoming like a job and I'm not getting paid for it, I'll quit. And there's just times now I'm just like, well, if I got something to say, I'm doing a podcast. But other than that, I'm not, you know, I'll go a week now without a show. I don't think I've gone more than a week.
No, I don't think so. I would like to make money with how do you think you can make money with podcasting without it becoming the show? You know what I'm saying? It's like, I was thinking about this. It's like, how would I make money podcasting? You know? Now, there is always the donation aspect, which I've gotten one donation since I've started.
Yeah, I've made $10.
Yeah, me too. So I got $10.
Yeah, that's
too.
It. Woohoo!
And I was thinking, like, if I was going to sell something, it would have to be something that I like tab or ukuleles or, you know, something that I feel is... Jose, what are you doing? Hold on. He's crying. Come on. What's your problem? Okay, ukuleles or something like that. So I don't know. I'm not really sure if I was going to make money to make it, you know, a little bit less costly to myself, what I would do, you know?
Well, I still think it's like years away. The pod show people are basically, it's kind of like a, almost like a pyramid scheme in a way, that it's how many downloads you get. You get paid so much for how many downloads.
Yeah.
And basically that's, you know, the way you do it. More with any website, you get more downloads, you basically get advertisers on your site, and that's how you make money. And that's it. And there's now more podcasters than there are FM radio stations out there. I sometimes think there's more podcasters than there are listeners. Because a lot of the podcasters, you know, a lot of the listeners are fellow podcasters. And the big thing about podcasting that people don't realize, especially when they start, is I don't care who you are. When you first start, you are going to get zero response.
Oh, yeah.
For a long time. And if you think...
How long did it take you to get your response? Now, I know I emailed you in August, so you were podcasting for I don't know how long.
Yeah, well, that was about 2 months.
So yeah, yeah.
So it takes a while, and you think, you know, when you get one or two emails, if you get that, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Unless you're like, yeah, Wanda Wisdom.
I'm trying to become more lovable, so my fans will send me stuff. But I'd feel guilty too at the same way. I know. I'm sorry. Go on.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say it's like, you know, like Reagan Fox and Wanda Wisdom. They have no compunction to say, oh, just send me something. Give me this. I would like to say something here about this. This really says more about me than either Wanda Wisdom or Reagan Fox. And it's that maybe it's my upbringing, feeling guilty about asking things or deserving something. It all has to do with me and not necessarily it's certainly not has nothing to do with Reagan Fox or Wanda Wisdom getting gifts or having people pay them to do things. And, you know, and so I think it's maybe a little bit of jealousy and a little bit of – or not jealousy of them, but jealousy of their ability to just ask for it and get it. Whether they feel guilty about receiving these things, I don't know. I just know how I would feel. So I just wanted to say that because – you know, I don't want to make it sound like there's anything bad with receiving gifts from people for doing a podcast. You know?
Uh-huh.
I can't do that, you know?
Yeah, she got a whole computer. Reagan got, you know.
Trip to Juan Montalegro's funeral.
Yeah, but that was like, I thought that was, you know, that was kind of a nice thing for people to do, really.
The thing is, I mean, I don't really know how much Reagan Fox earns, and it's not in my business, but his mother lives in the same building as Ken Lay. So, you know, there's money behind him. His mother bought him like this new refrigerator. I heard it in one podcast. It's this, you know, steel, you know, top of the line refrigerator. You know, I mean, I guess it's good. What it does is shows him validity that people are willing to pay him to go to a funeral. Personally, I'd be like, I'll just do it myself. I'll pay myself. If somebody asked me to do it, I wouldn't have begged people to give them money to do it. And to tell you the truth, I don't know who the hell in their right mind would give them money. But that people are out there, you know?
Oh, well, the thing about Reagan is he's like threatened. It's like, if I don't get so many emails on whatever, I'm going to quit. And then I loved Cheryl, even though Cheryl Murkowski.
Yeah.
Even though I hate the whore.
Yeah. Oh, I know. She was nasty to you. Bought her.
She was nasty, too.
I shouldn't say that. This is Pico. I'm sorry.
Yes. But she was saying thing about Reagan and his vote for me at the podcast award things. How pathetic. Shut up. You know.
I know. I tried to nominate myself for Mature, and I didn't even know what Mature was. Apparently, Mature is Keith and the Girl.
Yes.
How mature is that? You know? Dawn and Drew, I think, is mature as well.
Yeah.
Dawn and Drew I've listened to the podcast one time. I don't understand their popularity.
I don't either.
You know?
They really ain't that interesting.
No.
They're big whores for that too. They're like, send us stuff.
Oh yeah, I know. Big whores. Maybe we, you know, David. Maybe we ought to be more, you know, feel like we deserve stuff and just demand from our listeners to send us stuff.
Well, right now that I have a big 24 subscribers or something.
So, how many subscribers did you have before this?
Just a couple hundred. I never had some huge following, you know.
Wow, that's a lot though, a couple hundred.
Yeah.
But I figure if you don't, you're not going to listen to old news, you know. If you want it, I'll send it to you, you know.
Yeah, but there
I'm not going to keep it up there.
There are people who do that. They will go back and listen to every single show. And to me, it'd be like 200 and some shows.
That's right. Yeah.
It would be, you'd have to spend months, you know.
I just figure 10 is enough, you know. The last 10, if that doesn't satisfy you, let me know. I'll send them to you.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever.
Well, that's the good deal with Libsyn, that they always have them. They're always there.
Yeah.
And you can do $5 a month, you know.
Yeah, that's really excellent. I just I've already set up my website with Angel Fire, so I've had that website for years, and so I just, you know, have everything there. So I'm probably paying too much. Yeah.
Well,
you
know,
paying too much.
You can do it totally for free at rmedia.org. So people who do the thing where they beg for money to pay for their bandwidth and whatever, they can just bite me because you can do it for free. I have a friend of mine who's done every show he's ever done for free on rmedia. And he does it on Blogger and FeedBurner and doesn't pay a cent. So you can do it. And it's archived. It's always there, too.
Where do you think podcasting is going? Do you think podcasting is going to go the way of the radio and it'll be all become video casting and TV shows will be – like there'll be a whole new season of type of TV shows that are just available in podcast format? And what do you think about that?
I think it's already heading that way. I mean, the one person that I know of personally, which I no, maybe I shouldn't say anything, but I will anyways. Well, no, I won't. I just won't mention who they are.
Yeah.
But there's someone I know who's doing a video podcast, and they've just started within the last couple months, and they get like 500,000 downloads an episode.
Wow.
Yeah. So. So
really, 500,000.
500,000, and it's going up all the time.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what's he doing his video? Does he like strip?
No, it's just it's a tech show, just a tech show, and it's a just you know a short tech show, and it's fun, and they do little bloopers at the end, and it's really cute, and 500,000 show, you know. So, and I like have you seen a good bad or bad something emails? That's the one that I like. That's real cute. It's a little cartoon thing.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, good, bad emails. I like some of the the video ones. But that, you know, because if you do a video, you always get more downloads with the video.
It's true. I did a few videos, and it was like they just zoom, like more people download those videos than anything else.
Yeah, the best thing I ever did was my shitty dick biscuits.
I love the toilet paper too.
Yes,
TP.
TP is definitely my. I'm going to keep going with TP. I got a lot of ideas, but it takes a while to do a little TP episode. And
yeah, I understand that. On my next this I don't know if it's going to be this podcast because this is the interview, but I'm going to have my listeners paint their own version of the three tab can still life using a photograph of the painting I did. You know what I'm saying?
Can we do any medium?
You could do any medium, just have to use that picture as your basis. So I'm gonna take the picture and upload it soon. Then people can go to that site, download the picture, print it out, and then use that as the basis for their artwork.
See,
in any medium.
I'm doing a much more mature thing.
What are you gonna do?
My mature thing that I'm doing now that I'm starting up with the people I know is we're doing a contest of. Who can record the longest pee?
Pee?
Yes. So you got to record yourself peeing, and whoever can do it the longest, one continuous pee, will win. Right now it's at, 57 seconds, which
I think. That's a long time.
Yeah, I tried. My first attempt was 31. And I had to pee really bad, and I was running to get my recorder. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to pee myself. I got to get my recorder. And it was 31-second pee. I was really disappointed in my first try.
Okay, the other day, I was at work, and I was drinking a lot of water. I drink a lot of water at work anyway. Mm-hmm. And I went into the bathroom, and it didn't feel like I had to really pee, but I had to pee, right? Uh-huh. So I'm standing there peeing, and two people, I swear to God, it felt like 5 minutes. Two people went into the stall.
Did
while
their
I was
thing
sitting
and
there
left.
Peeing. Yeah, did their thing and left. One of them shit. I mean,
see,
it was like, and I was still standing there peeing. And, you know, and all this foam is sort of like, being created at the bottom of the urinal because you know what happens when you pee. And I thought it was going to overflow. It looked like Ready Whip Cam.
Ah, see.
And finally I was done. I was like, oh, geez, Louise.
You're a natural for that contest.
Man, it would have been 5 minutes of me peeing. But how am I going to sneak that into the company bathroom?
That's it. What are you doing? I'm recording my pee.
I'm recording.
That's it.
And this is my boss pooping.
Yeah, that's it. And in the background, there was that one guy. Remember the one podcast, The Daily Download?
Oh, yeah. So, okay, is there anything else you want to add to the to about yourself to let the flatus listeners know more about Zillafag? And what would you want to say?
I curse much more on my show.
That's true. It's so endearing, though. The MF-er?
Yes.
I love that, you know? Goodbye, motherfuckers. Well, you know? I think it's perfect. It's not nasty at all.
Yeah.
It's loving.
Yes.
It's really loving.
Well, I said, you know, if people didn't fuck mothers, we wouldn't be here today.
That's right. Somebody has to fuck them.
Yes. And it's not going to be me.
Jose! He's crying.
Oh, my dog does that real well.
Why, because John just got back and he cries when he sees John. He does. He stands at the window and he looks and he sees the car and then you say hi. He goes, ah! Sounds like a soprano, like Maria Callas on speed, screaming out her lungs.
That's what I'm having to listen for the dogs now. That's what my roommate came in to tell me.
Well, this is an excellent interview. I'm glad I did it. I haven't done too many interviews on my show, especially on Skype, because usually it doesn't work. But this sounds pretty good, so.
Okay.
We'll see.
It was lovely talking to you.
I'll let you get back to your life in Ohio.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do some stuff here.
Oh,
and
I'm going to go mow the lawn, do some laundry.
I have to do that, too.
And then I'm cooking out, darn it.
That's nice.
Yeah.
What kind of grill do you have? Do you have a charcoal grill or a propane?
Oh, charcoal. That's the only way to go.
Yeah, we have propane. We left it on. Saturday night or whatever. We left it on. We made kebabs, right? Beef kebabs.
Mm-hmm.
And we brought it in, and John had left it on because he thought, well, if they're not done, you can just stick them back on the grill. Well, he forgot. So it was on all night. Next day, he went over to it. He's like, it's hot. He turned it off. So
it was a big tank.
The thing is, it's like, you know, the Jewish story that the candles burnt for 7 days?
Yes.
That's what our propane tank is like. It's really small, but it lasts forever.
It's a miracle tank.
It's the grace of God.
It is blessed.
It is. It's a blessed tank. God, it's a TARDIS tank. It has more space inside it than what shows on the outside. Which brings, do you watch Doctor Who? Did you ever watch Doctor Who?
I have watched Doctor Who.
Did you see the new one? We just rented it on Netflix, and I'm not sure what I think about it.
Yeah, I haven't figured it out yet. It's super Doctor Who geeks, you know. So I'm kind of like, oh, I'm lost.
So, okay, well. Voot, voot, voot. The animal you hear screaming in the background is Jose, and he is he has seen John out the window, and he's still screaming. Voot, voot, voot. I'll talk to you later, David.
I will talk to you later too.
Sure. Have a good good afternoon.
Have a good day.
And thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Bye bye. You've been listening to the Flatus Show. You can reach me at 206-339-JOSE, or you can reach me at kenty@theflatusshow.com. Thank you for listening.